This is a production of Cornell University.
Hello and welcome to the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership between the New York State Turfgrass Association and Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program. My name's Frank Rossi. I'm the Turf Extension Specialist here at Cornell University in the School of Integrative Plant Science in the section of Horticulture. And this is the Shortcut Podcast for April 13, 2015, Volume 16, Issue Number 2. The slow spring weather actually is about par with last year's slow spring. In fact, as far as growing degree days are concerned, we are about a week behind last spring and a full 3 weeks behind a normal spring. The below normal temperatures have hindered recovery and regrowth as many turf stands are holding their brown desiccated leaf tips. Many annual bluegrass dominated sports, golf, and lawn turf will note the many shades of annual bluegrass. That is straw brown, bronze, dark brown, black, purple, yellow green, and dark green. Without much regrowth, it remains hard to assess extent of damage and recovery strategy. However, the few above normal weekend days in an early week will start encouraging rapid green up as the sun climbs higher and the scars of winter are revealed. Speaking of winter scars, the above picture taken on a Cornell University campus, which is a picture of dead turf along the side of the sidewalk, is typical of many sidewalk areas and lawn landscapes. We conducted an experiment over the last 2 winters to determine cause of death of sidewalk turf based on soil temperature, soil moisture, and electrical conductivity data along the curbside, as well as plugs removed and regrown during the winter to determine timing of injury. We concluded that as winter progresses into spring, the soil along the edge of the sidewalk warms rapidly when not snow-covered, causing turf to break dormancy, hydrate, to attempt to grow. During late winter, early spring snows, as indicated by our moisture and EC monitor, the salt, often in icy cold water, slushy snow, splashes on non-dormant turf and causes rapid plasmolysis, salt damage of the tissue. We expect to conduct a study to investigate alternative de-icing materials during late winter, early spring snow events. Now, the weather, as reported to us by the Northeast Climate Center and our climatologist, Professor Art DiGaetano, a wide range of temperature departures last week as the north remained 2 to 4 degrees cooler. The New York City metro area and south was about 0 to 4 degrees above normal. Still, very few base 50 growing degree days have accumulated. However, the base 32 growing degree days have made proxy seed head suppression favorable. Embark timing might make it to a favorable condition this week. For moisture, rainfall also occurred in a range from as much as 1 to 2 inches for northern areas to a quarter to a half an inch on Long Island and south. ET was quarter to a half inch and beginning to indicate some drying might occur soon. Some sand-based systems actually requiring some irrigation for wilt. In our forecast for turf coming this week, expect a week-long stretch of spring-like weather with temps as much as 6 to 10 degrees above normal, highs in the 60 to 70 degrees, lows in the 30s to 40s. Bright sunny skies and windy conditions should continue to encourage drying, and a passing shower expected midweek, but only with limited rainfall. Be sure to have some water ready. And you can check out all our weather information at our forecast website for the turfgrass industry. A couple of regional clips from our county extension faculty and diagnostic centers around the Northeast from Rich Buckley. Lots of dead annual bluegrass and more to come if temps don't encourage recovery. Hashtag Rutgers Diagnostic. From Kyle Wicking's insect lab in Geneva, early spring, look for European chafer, European crane flies as soils begin to warm. Hashtag Cornell Turf Ento. In western New York, Walt Nelson tells us our snow mold's got snow mold. Better get some seed. Hashtag snow mold info link. And finally, a note from Randy Prostak at the University of Massachusetts, our weed specialist. A full range of control options for post-emergence crabgrass control are available. Hashtag UMass updates. Questions for this week. How much traffic can my fields take in the early season? Cabin fever that creates an insatiable desire to get out and run around is an annual rite of spring. However, early season traffic on sports fields and golf courses present a number of critical challenges. First, the soil is often close to saturation as the snow melts and frost comes out of the ground. This puts most typical soils in an ideal condition to create compaction. Soil particles are lubricated and able to be forced closer to other particles, especially if there are fine particles, silt and clay in the profiles, which most native soils have. Sand-based systems do alleviate this issue. However, surface organic matter may often accumulate and can create moist and soft conditions if not properly managed through top dressing. The second aspect of early season traffic is growth rate. A quick look at the turf grass growth potential, a measure based on temperature on the percentage of ideal growth expected, indicates most turf is at 20% of ideal growth at this time. If we are putting significant traffic over turf that is only at 20% of ideal growth, you can expect severe thinning. Thinning leads to bare soil, weeds, and unsafe sports turf. In a sports turf situation, consider a significant repetitive overseeding of rapidly germinating species such as perennial ryegrass or tall fescue. Golf turf managers face similar dilemma with annual bluegrass, creeping bentgrass putting surfaces. Too much early play on less than actively growing turf can lead to thinning and algae. Creeping bentgrass dominated surfaces will not be able to compete with annual bluegrass under spring and fall traffic periods and often lead to increases in annual bluegrass populations. The next question is, should I apply seed head suppression to injured turf? This is a tough question alluded to last week in volume 16, number 1, with pluses and minuses. A damage assessment must be conducted. If there is widespread turf loss with little annual bluegrass surviving, then there is little point to seed head suppression. If there are only minor areas, low spots, dry knobs, etc., and the majority of annual bluegrass survive, then I would recommend seed head suppression. It is the in-between assessments that present a challenge. There's little evidence that PGR significantly alters seed germination and establishment of new seedlings. The turf that was not killed but injured will be slowed in its recovery, but if you feel it will recover, then seed head suppression should be applied. It may slow recovery. However, the benefits of seed head suppression for annual bluegrass performance during the season is well known. For annual bluegrass, based on the Rutgers BMPs for anthracnose, redirecting energy from seed development into other plant energy needs certainly helps annual bluegrass. And finally, another new resource spotlight. The first lawn care iBook, funded by the New York State IPM program to capitalize on the latest technology available in the iBook format for Mac. This exciting new resource from Extension Associate Lori Brewer, with assistance from Mary Thurn and Frank Rossi, is designed to help simplify lawn care. Excellent mix of video footage on weeds and seeding into changing a mower blade. Cornell experts outline the four steps to making your lawn an environmental asset by first knowing your lawn, then making adjustments to current program, and then striving to do less and get more. An array of advice from expert on common problems and simple solutions, and all of this is available through the iTunes website, and you can simply Google Lawn Care Environmental Asset Cornell University. Thank you for joining me for this weekly installment of the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association and Cornell University. I'm Frank Rossi, the Turf Extension Specialist here at Cornell University. Hope you have a wonderful week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.